Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. I'm Francine Michaud. I'll begin with events showcased in the Hartford Current. An insane range of top talent. Spring concerts feature legendary punk acts to chart toppers by Christopher Arnott in the Hartford Current. Here's a rundown of highlights of Connecticut's top concert venues. They all have their own programming passions, and most are very clear about what sort of band works best in their fine-tuned environment. Connecticut is blessed to have such a full range of venues, clubs, theaters, and arenas that can accommodate every type of performer, from punk and indie to R&B, funk, to hip-hop, rap, to chart-topping mainstream rock, and just about everything else you can imagine. The Bushnell, 166 Capitol Avenue in Hartford. The Bushnell fills a lot of niches that other venues don't specialize in, from children's songs, Rafi on May 18th, Broadway show tunes, Patti LuPone, May 19th, drag lip-sync routines, Sasha Velour, June 1st, and Fusion World Music, As We Speak, featuring Bella Fleck, June 15th. For more information, visit the website bushnell.org. College Street Music Hall, 238 College Street, New Haven. The comfy, well-managed concert hall in downtown New Haven offers solo and scaled-down concerts from Marcus King on June 4th, as well as the return of 1990s literate indie legends, the Decemberists, May 4th, and even a 50th anniversary tour from 1970s rockers Kansas on May 18th. For information, visit the website collegestreetmusichall.com. Foxwoods Resort Casino, 350 Trolley Line Boulevard, Mashantucket. For sheer range, whether you're measuring in historic periods or musical genres or special events you won't find at other venues, Foxwoods' two main performance areas, the Premier Theater and the Great Cedar Showroom, are in full bloom. Things get soulful with a May 11th slate of Keisha Cole, Bobby V, and Nivea, a May 17th show by the Brian McKnight 4, and the inimitable Keith Sweat on May 24th. There are special solo shows by the leaders of renowned bands, featuring country star Miranda Lambert on June 8th. For information, visit the website foxwoods.com. Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, 500 Broad Street, Bridgeport. Some of the biggest acts of the 60s and 70s are finding their way to Bridgeport in the spring. Neil Young and Crazy Horse on May 18th, the Beach Boys with special guest Dave Mason on May 24th, and Bonnie Raitt on June 14th. There's also a country clash of Cole Swindell, Dylan Scott, and Mackenzie Carpenter on May 31st. A hip-hop gathering of Bryson Tiller, Slum Tiller, and G.J. Night Train on June 1st, a blues night of Trombone Shorty, Orleans Avenue, and Big Boy on June 13th, and boy band icon gone solo, Niall Horan, on June 18th. For information, visit the website HartfordHealthcareAMP.com. Infinity Hall, Hartford, 32 Front Street in Hartford. Infinity Hall has been among the best listening rooms in the state for lean-in close concerts by blues and pop virtuosi. From singer Josh Ritter on June 7th to bands like the Jayhawks, May 3rd, and the Wood Brothers, May 5th, are best appreciated in a venue this size. For information, visit the website infinityhall.com. Oakdale Theater, 95 South Turnpike Road in Wallingford. The Oakdale is just the right size for a certain level of loud rock bands whose fans would rather see them headline a large indoor venue then be swamped by other acts at a big outdoor festival. This spring, Buddy Guy's postponed farewell tour finally arrives May 11th. For information, visit the website livenation.com. Space Ballroom, 295 Treadwell Street, Hamden. Space Ballroom doesn't just give a leg up to the new generation of indie acts. It's a showcase for those that have endured. There are many, many shows at the ballroom in the next couple of months. Canadian Indie Rock Exemplars of Montreal on June 6th and the Righteous Roots Rocker Reverend Horton Heat on June 7th. Another great local act returning to the Space Ballroom is the New Haven-based pop experimentalist Sisha on May 5th. For information, visit the website spaceballroom.com. Toad's Place, 300 York Street, New Haven. Toad's Place still has a claim on the motto, "Where the Legends Play," which defined it when U2, Bob Dylan, Billy Joel, Bruce Springsteen, Weezer, and Eddie Murphy all found reasons to play the Too Small for Their Fame club in the 70s, 80s, or 90s. Metal legends still play there, like Sebastian Bach on May 21st. And where else will you find such a carefully crafted 80s revival bill as The Alarm with Jay Aston's Gene Loves Jezebel plus Belewis's Some May 26th? There are plenty of bands that could play larger venues but just love the shape, feel, and location of Toad's Place. Frequent returnee Buckethead appears May 23rd. For information, visit the website Toad, T-O-A-D-S, toadsplace.com. The Webster, 31 Webster Street, Hartford. The Webster finds fascinating metalcore, hip-hop, and R&B acts no other venues in Connecticut seem to be booking, like Maxi Priest, May 10th, or Guardian, who sharply named Loneliest Tour in the World, hits the Webster on May 17th. It's like a special self-contained universe. They have themed dance parties celebrating everything from the 80s to Taylor Swift, but also do live tribute shows like Joby Rogers' Ultimate Michael Jackson Experience on June 1st. The Webster's new management has drastically increased the number of shows held there, and this spring is jam-packed. For information, visit the website thewebsterct.com. Westville Music Bowl, 45 Yale Avenue, New Haven. The Westville Music Bowl, a former tennis stadium that's beautifully equipped for arena concerts, starts its season on May 4th with the all-star freestyle extravaganza of Stevie B, Lisa Lisa, TKA, Cover Girls, Judy Torres, Betty D, Noel, Cynthia, Kid and Play, and Onyx. Joe Russo's Almost Dead, one of those incredibly specific Grateful Dead tribute acts, plays the Music Bowl on May 18th. The Yvette brothers, who have been developing their own Broadway musical Swept Away, are also back on the road and appearing in New Haven on May 21st with Sierra Farrell opening. Bleachers, Taylor Swift producer Jack Antonoff's fun bouncy pop band, plays June 7th with Samia opening. For information, visit the website westvillemusicbowl.com. Xfinity Theater, 61 Savitt Way, Hartford. The vast expanse of grass and auditorium, once known as the Meadows, doesn't really get going until late June and early July, but the spring brings the lively 21 Savage on June 1st and country music deity Hank Williams Jr. on June 7th. For information, visit the website livenation.com. For Cinco de Mayo and grand opening, West Hartford restaurant offering drink specials, free nachos. A new Mexican restaurant in West Hartford, Salt and Lime Mexican Cantina, is holding its grand opening this weekend, offering drink specials and free nachos for the occasion. The occasion doubles as a Cinco de Mayo celebration. The restaurant, which offers elevated Mexican dishes like enchiladas, fajitas, tacos, soups, salads, and bowls, also serves specials like arrachera, grilled outside skirt steak with grilled veggies, white rice, chimichurri, and corn tortillas, blackened mahi tacos, and salt and lime shrimp, grilled or blackened with choice of sauces. The restaurant's grand opening runs through May 6th. Hours are Friday 3 to 11 p.m., Saturday noon to 11 p.m., and Sunday noon to 9 p.m. For the grand opening weekend, the restaurant is offering $5 palomas, mojitos, and margaritas all weekend, and free nachos with the purchase of an entree and newsletter sign-up. The restaurant is a rebrand of the former Americana restaurant at 179 Park Road, led by General Manager Mike Walker. Enrique and Julie Rodriguez, who owned Americana and now Salt and Lime, decided to rebrand to create a more attractive menu and a cuisine they say is lacking in West Hartford. Meriden Daffodil Festival's lineup features 30 of Connecticut's top music acts by Christopher Arnott. The Meriden Daffodil Festival resembles a lot of other community outdoor springtime festivals in Connecticut, but there are several big distinctions. One is the hundreds of thousands of daffodils that bloom all around Meriden's Hubbard Park at this time of year. Another is the sheer size of the park, which allows for carnival rides on one side, a theater of the trees area with children's activities, a gigantic food tent, and an artisan craft fair with dozens of booths situated near the park's small lake. For those in the Connecticut music scene, the Daffodil Festival is known as one of the largest showcases of local bands in the state. While cover bands, tribute bands, and party bands are welcome, original local pop and rock bands are always in the mix. This year's festival takes place May 4th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and May 5th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Shuttle buses bring festival goers to Hubbard Park from Meriden Mall and Lincoln Middle School. There is no parking at the park. Traditionally, the festival has happened on the last weekend of April. This year it is happening on the first weekend of May. 30 different bands are on the 2024 Meriden Daffodil Festival schedule. The acts are spread out over three stages. The welcome stage is at the entrance to the festival. The food tent stage is inside the large covered food tent, where dozens of food vendors are serving everything from strawberry shortcake to burgers and hot dogs. The bandshell stage is in a permanent structure near the carnival rides and games. Saturday's music schedule includes Buster Cluck, featuring singer-guitarist Chris Marolda, 11 a.m. on the welcome stage. Goza, Latin music, 11:30 p.m. on the food tent stage. Seth Adam, an accomplished local singer-songwriter, at noon on the bandshell stage. A tribute to Tom Rooney Roberts, the late leader of local bands the Gonkus Brothers and Country Line, at 12:45 p.m. on the food tent stage. The Mighty Soul Drivers, an R&B blues powerhouse, at 1 p.m. on the food tent stage. Brian Larney Band, Bridgeport singer-songwriter, at 1 p.m. on the welcome stage. Hannah H.'s Field, the popular, eclectic, psychedelic folk pop ensemble, plays at 1:30 p.m. at the bandshell stage. Shelley Velasquez Experience, featuring power pop vocalist Dean Falcone, at 2:30 p.m. on the welcome stage. Jeff Burnham, whose latest album is State of Mind, at 2:30 p.m. on the food tent stage. Soul Sound Review, a Motown tribute, 3 p.m. on the bandshell stage. Professors of Sweet Sweet Music, the Hartford area jam band that holds its own Heartbeat Festival, appears at 4 p.m. on the welcome stage. Austin James and the Nomads, a bluesy original rock band from Hartford, appears at 4 p.m. on the Food Tent stage. Eddie Seville, Connecticut's premier country blues artist, 5 p.m. Bandshell stage. Rick Badowski, blues band from New Britain, 5:30 p.m. on the Welcome stage. The Bernadettes, New Haven's exemplary R&B party band, at 5:30 p.m. on the Food Tent stage. Jody Rogers' tribute to Michael Jackson, 7 p.m. on the Bandshell stage. Jason Ingriselli and the Miles North, New England country music, 7 p.m., the Welcome stage. Jule and the Serotones, rock pop, 7 p.m. on the Food Tent stage. Sunday's schedule includes a palette for the Shoal, an intriguing experimental folk unit, 11 a.m., Welcome stage. Cassandra and the Nighthawks, classic rock and country rock covers, 11:30 a.m. on the Bandshell stage. The Blue Rhythm Band, blues and classic rock with some originals, 11:30 a.m. Food Tent stage. Downtown 6 Dance Party Band, 12:30 p.m. the Welcome stage. Orchestra A Fink, Latin music, 1 p.m. on the Bandshell stage. Silver Steel Band, a steel drum ensemble, 1 p.m. on the Food Tent stage. The Sparkle and Fade, original pop rock, 2 p.m. on the Welcome stage. Waste and Bullets, country rock, 2:30 p.m., Bandshell stage. Kayla Farnham, the current Connecticut State Troubadour, 2:30 p.m., Food Tent stage. Inner Groove, rock and country covers, 3:30 p.m., Welcome stage. Small Town Gamblers, a rock cover band from Plantsville, 4 p.m. on the Bandshell stage. Number 9, a Beatles tribute, 4 p.m., Food Tent stage. Other key events at the Daffodil Festival are a parade on Saturday at 11:30 a.m., where the newly crowned Little Miss Daffodil 2024 will be among those marching, and a drum circle on Saturday at 3 p.m. near the park's tennis courts. For more information and a complete schedule of Meriden Daffodil Festival events, go to daffodilfest.com. That's daffodilfest.com. The Storm in the Barn. Oddfellows Playhouse Maplewood Senior Troupe is staging Matt Phelan's novel, The Storm in the Barn, through May 4th. The production will be presented at 7 p.m. nightly at Oddfellows Playhouse, located at 128 Washington Street in Middletown. The play runs Friday and Saturday from 7 p.m. to 8:15 p.m. The Storm in the Barn is a tale of a farming family struggling to survive the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression. Jack, our young hero, discovers that the disappearance of the rain may not be of normal circumstances, but something much more sinister and supernatural. He must face his fears and find confidence within himself to save not only his family, but perhaps the world. This production of The Storm in the Barn is brought to life by a cast of 7 young actors ages 11 to 16. Additional information is available at www.oddfellows.org or by emailing info@oddfellows.org or calling 860-347-6143. Vintage and Antique Market. Get ready to step into the past and uncover treasures galore at the Ellington Historical Society's Vintage and Antique Market on Saturday, May 4th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., held at the charming Nellie McKnight Museum in the heart of Ellington's historic town center at 70 Main Street. This event promises a delightful journey through time. Prepare to be amazed as you peruse the offerings of over 30 vendors, each presenting a unique selection of vintage and antique items. From elegant furniture to quirky collectibles, there's something for everyone to admire and cherish. But the excitement doesn't stop there. As a special treat, we're thrilled to announce that professional antique appraisers will be on site ready to evaluate your own cherished treasures. Have an heirloom piece or attic find that you've been curious about? Bring it along, and our expert will provide their insights. Best of all, their services are available in exchange for a donation to support the Ellington Historical Society, helping us preserve and celebrate our town's rich heritage. And while you're exploring the market and discovering hidden gems, be sure to refuel at the Chick-fil-A food truck, serving up delicious breakfast and lunch options to keep you energized throughout the day. Don't miss this fantastic opportunity to connect with the past, support a worthy cause, and indulge in a day of vintage charm and nostalgia. Join us at the Nellie McKnight Museum on May 4th for an unforgettable experience at the Ellington Historic Society's Vintage and Antique Market. We can't wait to see you there. The event is free, and the event contact is ellingtonhistoricalsociety@gmail.com or call 860-872-0121. Opening Day Feet, Barnyard Babies at the Ellington Farmers Market, Saturday, May 4th from 9 a.m. to noon. The Ellington Farmers Market is located at 72 Maple Street in Ellington and is free. Get ready for a day of farm-fueled fun at the Ellington Farmers Market Opening Day event. Barnyard Babies. Local farms will be bringing adorable calves, lambs, chicks, piglets, kids, baby goats, and baby bunnies for everyone to enjoy. With over 40 vendors showcasing the best in local and fresh products, there's something for everyone to explore. Plus, enjoy live music by the talented Jim Len while you shop and mingle. Don't forget, we'll be doubling SNAP benefits up to $30, ensuring everyone can access fresh, healthy food. Parking is available on-site at Arbor Park and at the Town Hall lot. And remember, we've moved to our exciting new location at 72 Maple Street this year, so come and check out the vibrant new space. See you there. Event contact is Betty R. at ellingtonfarmersmarket.org. Crafters Care Events, Mother's Day Sip and Shop, Saturday, May 4th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the KSCAIUS Farm Brewery, 101 North Brantford Road in Brantford. This is a free event. Grab your friends and family and come join us at the KS Farm Brewery for a day of shopping, drinks, live music, and food. 25 handmade artisans will be bringing their wares for our Mother's Day Sip and Shop Market. Grab that perfect gift and maybe something special for yourself, then stroll into the brewery for their trademark beers. Live music from Music by Rick and a full food menu from Steakin' It will be available. Best part, we will have 50-50 raffles throughout the day to benefit Dan Cosgrove Animal Shelter of Brantford. Crafters Care gives back to a worthy nonprofit, including medical care and finding loving homes to pets in need. The event contact is crafterscareevents@yahoo.com or call 203-641-3271. Phelps Hathaway House and Garden Opening Day, Saturday, May 4th from 1 to 4 p.m. The Phelps Hathaway House and Garden is located at 55 South Main Street in Suffield. Admission is $0 to $15. Welcome to the Phelps Hathaway House and Garden 52nd season. View the exhibit of trees for Suffield. Photographs in the Visitor Center. Step inside the museum to be transported to the 18th and 19th centuries and learn about the lives of those who built, lived in, and preserved the house. A stroll through the Hathaway Garden is a must as the lilacs reach their peak bloom in May. Registration is not required to view the exhibit in the Visitor Center. Regular admission fees apply. for guided tours of the museum interiors at 1 p.m., 2 p.m., and 3 p.m. Event contact is phelps.hatheway, that's phelps.hathaway@ctlandmarks.org, or call 860-668-0055. Pooch Prom, Saturday, May 4th, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Dog Park at Riverfront Park in Glastonbury. You and your pup are invited to our 22nd annual Pooch Prom at the Dog Park on Saturday, May 4th, from 4 to 6 p.m. Visit dog-related vendors, partake in a raffle, enjoy the dog park, and participate in some fantastic contests, including musical sit, best kisser, best waggle, best dressed, and of course, prom king and queen. The event is free and open to all ages. Dogs must be on a leash outside the dog park, off leash inside the dog park, with up-to-date rabies tag and certification. For more information, visit Town of Glastonbury, Connecticut website. That's a look at some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the Hartford Courant. If you have any questions or need more information on any of the articles I've read, call the Chris Listener line at 860-727-9579. Again, that's 860-727-9579. I'm Francine Michaud. So long for now.